Welcome to episode 10 of Hymn Sing Radio from the Salvation Army's Music and Gospel Arts Department. My name is Craig Lewis, and it is my privilege to walk through the hymns with you. In this program, we will focus on songs that are about our personal relationship with Jesus. Our first hymn is from the pen of Oliver Cook. He lived from 1873 to 1945, but we know little else about him. Fortunately, his powerful words live on. Hopefully, you will be able to sing with confidence, "I know a fount where sins are washed away."
Thank you.
Our next hymn is one that has been heard and sung all over the world, from small home churches to large stadiums. Just As I Am was written by Charlotte Elliott in 1835, but it is mostly well known because of its use as the altar call song in Billy Graham crusades. Either sung by George Beverly Shea or with Cliff Barrows leading the choir, it was the hymn that was playing when many people around the world made individual decisions to become a Christian. It is a great reminder that we are accepted as we are. Here is the tenor voice of Matt Woods from the Salvation Army in California to sing this hymn for us.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to
Elisha Hoffman was a Presbyterian minister in the United States, and he wrote over 2,000 hymns and was editor of over 50 songbooks and hymnals. He was passionate about congregational singing and described hymns as, and I quote, "a lyric poem reverently and devotionally conceived, which is designed to be sung and which expresses the worshiper's attitude toward God or God's purposes in human life. It should be simple and metrical in form, genuinely emotional, poetic and literary in style, spiritual in quality, and in its ideas so direct and so immediately apparent as to unify a congregation while singing it." End quote. It is hard to disagree with him on that. To sing his hymn, "Are You Washed?", we are going to travel to Newfoundland. Many churches these days are only able to have online services. And the Conception Bay South Salvation Army is one of those that is still managing very well. I know you will enjoy this East Coast version from one of their recent online services.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul? Are your garments spotless? Are they white?
I hope that the lyrics of the last three songs have not been lost on you. They have each talked about our individual relationship with God. Are you weary and heavy laden, burdened with sorrows, weighted down with care? Just as I am, with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fears without. Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Many of us have those moments of doubt and even feelings of unworthiness. But our next hymn has the answer. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. It is a reminder that we only need call on His name, no matter who we are or our circumstance. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds. That hymn was written by John Newton. Yes, the same John Newton that also wrote Amazing Grace. That man clearly understood the power of Jesus' name. We are going to listen to that famous hymn now as well. This arrangement perfectly symbolizes the theme of this program. It starts out with a solo voice, and then grows to be part of a big chorus of celebration. Each of us as individuals has to make that decision to follow Jesus. We have to do that on our own. But once we do, we are welcomed into a great fellowship of believers. Here is soloist Jane Brill supported by the Canadian Staff Band, the International Staff Songsters, and the Festival Chorus, with Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Well, that's it for today's program. I hope that you can claim the promises of these great hymns and know where your strength and help comes from. For Hymn Sing Radio, I'm Craig Lewis. God be with you till we meet again.